Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 17th of November, and a surprisingly thin day as far as the movers and shakers are concerned. More shakers, I think, than movers, like remote monitored systems. But starting off with Aston Martin, where we've broken that neckline resistance around 64.5, which took a few effort, a little bit of effort to do over several days. But the view is at least while we're above the 200-day moving average at 65 pence, just under 66 pence now, in fact, we could hit that rather ambitious-looking resistance line there from July, or actually from June, currently pointing towards the £1 level. So hopefully that will be seen over the next 4 to 6 weeks or so, but only valid, obviously, while we hold above the 65 pence 200-day moving average. More traditional fare comes in the form of AFC Energy, where we've had gap higher today. We broke that line of resistance from earlier in the year, back in, let's just try and get the right time for it, back in the resistance line from June, and heading higher quite nicely at the moment. The view is that at least while we're above that line, currently around 21 pence, we should see higher prices logically heading towards 30 pence, which was June and July, the June and July resistance zone for the shares. Big picture target, which looks rather ambitious at the moment, would be for the shares to hit that November resistance line projection up to 50 pence. But at the moment, I think we just settle for 30 pence while we're above 21 pence. Had a request for the following stock, Anglesey Mining, and here you can see that looks like the shares are breaking out. There's a bit, sort of 2.2 pence was a bit of a problem for the stock last month on intraday resistance, but decent end of day close above 2.2 pence today should take the shares up to the projected target, which is currently up to that resistance line there. From back in January, is trying to extend that up to about 3.3 pence, and hopefully that would be seen as soon as the end of next month. If we're really lucky, it'd be seen by the end of this month, but above 2.2 up to 3.3 or so for Anglesey Mining. Good to see all the near-term moving averages rising, even the 200-day line there near 1.72 pence. Stock which has just been in an ultra-strong trend and is worth looking at again, especially as I said on a thin day, is Jubilee Metals, with the shares gapped up earlier in the month through 7 pence, and never even came close to filling that gap, which is normally a strong signal. We were looking for 10 pence before, we're still looking for 10 pence now, especially while we hold above resistance on the way up earlier this month at 7.5 pence. So above 7.5, looking for 10 pence. Hopefully by the end of next month and end of the year, in fact. On to Malvern, which is a stock which I've seen a lot of people trying to call higher, but it looks like finally after, what is that, the whole July period there where the shares have been stuck between 0.1 and 0.2 pence, we may finally have a sustained breakout coming in really with today's price action. It'd be good to see, I suppose, an end-of-day close through 0.17, which was the late September peak. And obviously, the main neckline resistance there is at 0.21. But above 0.17 on an end-of-day close, Malvern should be heading towards the 200-day moving average level and post-June resistance at 0.3 pence. The good thing here, I suppose, is that the stop loss around 0.12 is relatively tight for this kind of situation. So let's see how that particular situation works or doesn't work. Mighty is next, and here we've had a few solid days of recovery for this stock. It's not really one of the sort of typical bulletin board hero stock. I'm not sure that many people are trading it either, but anyway, here we have it. We've got a potential move towards that resistance line there from July up towards 50 pence, the top of a broadening triangle, and confidence would be built by the stock remaining above and closing above 35.5 pence, which was the initial November resistance. Only back below the 50-day line now, 31.5, really killing the idea of recovery. But we had that final bear trap there towards 25 pence at the turn of the month. Seen that on quite a few stocks and the shares have built quite well from that little flaw. On to quiz, which has been covered here before in the recent past, but just seems to be gathering some pace now. Again, another stock which had that late October, early November bear trap and has recovered well from that. Breaking a line of resistance there from September and the 50-day moving average as well at 7.25p. And while we're above 7.25, looking forward to hopefully a move towards that July resistance line projection currently pointing at 12p. So above 7.25, looking for 12p by the end of next month. Finishing off with Trafalgar, where there was a decent TR1 issue today that gave the stock a bit of a boost early on. Still got the problem of trying to break the 50-day moving average at 0.15. Really need to see an end-of-day close above that, maybe even a weekly close above that. Might be better to wait for that to be broken comprehensively, given that we've already had a full smooth through that earlier in the month. Support, the key here it is that support at 0.12 remains in place, and while that does, then we have the potential for recovery. But 0.15, the level to break, and after that, obviously that takes us into the low 0.2s. That's it for me today in this shortened session. See you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.